Are you ready?
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Pro Wrestling Social Club. I'm your host, Raven. I just wanted to make this episode pretty much focused on the fact that CM Punk was recently fired, released from his contract. It was actually fired by AEW, by Tony Khan, who came out saying he was fearing for his life and other people were endangered because of what happened at the pay-per-view. Their recent pay-per-view, All In, or All Out, whatever. I'm done with AEW after this. I was such a big supporter and big fan of them, but let's just say when CM Punk first got there, people were already hating on him. He didn't get a fair shake, and he didn't stand a chance from the start. And it's a shame. This is really kind of heartbreaking in a way, because, you know, I really wanted to see CM Punk have a nice ending to his career with AEW. I wanted to see him have a lot of great matches still. I wanted to see him have a lot of great title reigns still to come, but it's not going to happen now. CM Punk did a lot for that company. He helped put MJF, you know, he gave him a little more credibility. You know, he helped put him over, you could argue. He helped put over Ricky Starks. He helped put over a lot of people. And he was, honestly, It's a frustrating situation because I'm upset at both parties. I really think that the Elite, the EVPs, Kenny Omega, Nick Jackson, all like Adam Page, the Jackson brothers, you know, all those, Colt Cabana, like there's a whole clique of them. These, I don't even know what to say. I really got my hopes up for CM Punk. And on one hand, you know, if you think that CM Punk should have been fired, and I could say I could see a compromise somewhere there if all three of the EVPs were fired as well. If, you know, that's Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson fired, Jungle Boy fired, Adam Page fired, I would get rid of all of the people that participated in the problem. Or I would just give a slap on the wrist to everybody, give them a small fine, and let's get back to business. So, I mean, I'd be fine with both types of solutions. But no. Instead, Tony Khan, who never blinks, he seems like a cokehead, fearing for his life. The guy's a spineless coward. He's a nice guy, but he's just a punk. He'll never be the kind of person that Vince McMahon was. Vince McMahon knew how to handle wrestlers. He knew how to book wrestlers. You know, people will debate that. But still, Vince McMahon is the greatest promoter ever. And Tony Khan wants to try to live up to that? No, it's never going to happen. What he's doing is the same thing WCW tried doing. And I was a big fan of WCW. But he's not going to be able to have control. He doesn't. He doesn't have control over the wrestlers. Just like in WCW. And then what happens is the inmates start running the asylum. And that leads to more stupid gimmicks that don't work. More matches that aren't good. More injuries. It's just going to go downhill. And I don't want to see, believe it or not, CM Punk in WWE. Because I'm already upset by how this happened with AEW. He was a little erratic and off the cuff. And, you know, he flew off the handle a lot. He has a temper. What makes me confused is it seems like CM Punk is not a straight edge. It seems like he's a drug addict, an alcoholic, if we're being completely honest. His behavior is really congruent with that. He's speaking his mind. He's talking shit to the people that hired him. He's talking shit to some of the next generation's biggest stars, getting them to all click up and hate on him because, you know, they're like, hey, look at this prick coming in here, starting trouble. So I don't totally blame the elite and their little friends for getting defensive with Punk and, you know, being a little bunch of backstabbing little snitches, going to the dirt sheets, giving away fake stories to make CM Punk look crappy in the media, which worked. So the dirt sheets are really like those are the dirt sheets that we all know and love. We don't know how they get their sources, but then we see, oh, we've got people like Kenny Omega calling up Dave Meltzer, giving him insider, you know, scoops. And some of them is just straight up fake news. You know, people were saying that CM Punk was being reported that he was in a fight with Miro backstage. And it turned out it was just a joke. They were playing around. But you see how quick they are with the stories. We're just observing here at the Social Club. We're not reporting on this. We're just checking out what's the buzz going on. We're looking at the rumors. But we're not, you know, like all of these outlets that are getting inside scoops and text messages from wrestlers giving them stories to run with. Some of them true, some of them not. It's a problem. It's a problem with regular news as well. But it's totally the Wild West when it comes to wrestling news. CM Punk deserved better. Yes, his attitude was bad at times, but he put on some classic moments in AEW in his short amount of time. In fact, he's had the most memorable moments of anybody in AEW in the last 4 years. And that's a fucking fact. I wholeheartedly disagree with the decision of Tony Khan to fire CM Punk. He was their biggest star as well. A legendary wrestler. It's just insane. I'm still trying to let it all sink in. It's old news now, but still. I don't want to see him go to WWE, though, because if CM Punk goes there, the well's already poisoned. It's the same thing's going to happen because the people that were clicking up to hate on him in AEW have friends in WWE. People like Seth Rollins, who I do like, but he was a complete prick for saying CM Punk's a locker room cancer. So you already know right there once he said that if he comes here, now that seed is already planted. So Seth Rollins is a major prick for that, but I'm sure he wouldn't care that he's being called a prick by me. But fuck him. Yeah, I just can't believe that all of those young dudes, those Gen Z, they're like Generation Z fucking pricks, and they're just not wanting to have a veteran like CM Punk come in and give them advice and stuff, like Jungle Boy's punk ass. He was like, he didn't want him using real glass. They didn't want him using, they didn't want him to get body slammed through a real car windshield. And then he goes, oh, real glass, cry me a river. Like, he's being a prick. Like, that's something, like, it sounds cool and it's tough guy talk and it's all good. And it's like, hey, you want to be a tough guy, you can get slapped in the face once you walk behind the stage. Once you leave, you know, once you go backstage, now let's, what were you saying out there? You were talking big out there. So, tell me. And when CM Punk said that to Jungle Boy, Jungle Boy was a prick. So CM Punk put him in a front face lock and choked him out. And then Tony Khan, he runs up to him talking like, yo, I'm pissed, what's going on here? And he's like, I can't deal with this. These are people that are undermining him at every step of the way. These are punk ass kids that are undermining him. He's a legend in the wrestling world. He's on the top 10 of WWE's longest championship reigns on their website. Look it up. He had the most title defenses of anybody in WWE history for the amount of time that he held the belt. It's just insane because, you know, you can give him some respect. CM Punk isn't demanding respect. It's the fact that he offended a couple young pricks and then they all started to just link up to hate on him together. Like, they're even on their stupid little Being the Elite YouTube show. Their backstage vlog. I knew for a while that they were sending subliminal disses at CM Punk. And I'm just like, wow, these guys are really that pathetic that they're having their heads occupied by CM Punk so much that they have to script subliminal disses at him. I just don't get it. Instead of just going up, like, I respect people that say, hey, I have a problem with you. X, Y, and Z. Address it right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm part autistic, so I mean, that's part of it. I don't have a problem walking up to somebody sometimes if I'm fired up and just immediately saying some awkward, weird shit. But hey, like, that's called, you know, that's called being a fucking man. They said they did not want to have meetings with him. The Elite did not want to have meetings with CM Punk to try to hash things out. Look, this all started with Hangman Page cutting promos, going into business for himself when Punk first arrived. And the sad thing is, I really want AEW to succeed, but after I see the core group of people that are responsible for and the show centers around, that, you know what, I don't even want to cover AEW anymore. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the CM Punk situation after this. I'm done. It's over. I want to focus on WWE. And that's it. AEW is not even worth covering. AEW is now in the same ranks as Impact and NWA and MLW, just promotions that aren't worth watching. So I just want to end this episode asking people to no longer show any type of support whatsoever for AEW. This situation would have been better if they never even hired CM Punk in the first place. If they never hired him, this wouldn't have happened. But now I see how they operate. Now I see how petty they are. How low down they are. How they do people dirty. Like, now that situation with CM Punk just doesn't make me want to watch or follow AEW anymore. Because most of the people that I would be watching would be the same pricks talking shit about CM Punk. So what's the point? Ones that already went into the media and talked shit. I'm not interested in it anymore. After hearing everything everyone said, showing their true colors, now what's the point? I don't want to root for somebody that's a jerk off. So I'm not interested in it anymore. I just don't want to follow it anymore, knowing what kind of shady, low-down sleazebags they are. And fuck Tony Khan, rich prick. Thank you.